Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Oil giant BP lost nearly $4.5 billion in the fourth quarter of last year. That announcement came today from BP. Says low oil prices are partly to blame. They are around $50 a barrel, and the entire industry is readjusting. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we should say BP did make a profit for the year, but this big loss last quarter did not help there. What is BP saying about these latest figures?
Well, what they're saying was that this is some accounting losses that they've accrued because of the diminished value of some of their reserves. So they've lowered the value of their reserves, their oil reserves in places like the North Sea and Angola. You know, and as you mentioned, you know, oil trading is around $50 to $55 a barrel. Oil reserves and the operations to extract that commodity just aren't worth what they used to be. You had BP's chief executive, Bob Dudley. He put out this prepared statement saying that he's resetting the company, quote, for the new reality of lower prices. So it's really about these lower oil prices taking their toll right now.
And BP is not the only oil company that has reported this week. What are other companies saying?
Well, yeah, that's right. And, you know, you've got basically all the big ones reporting profits that are lower than last year. ExxonMobil on Monday, they reported profits and revenue were down by 21% from a year earlier, despite generating $87 billion in revenue last year. Exxon's cash flow in the last 3 months of 2014 fell to its lowest level since the 2009 during the recession. Royal Dutch Shell on Monday reported lower earnings in the fourth quarter. Chevron reported lower earnings in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, they're all taking a hit right now.
And what are they likely to do as a result? Is this going to mean just they're going to stall production, or are they going to start laying people off?
Well, they're going to reduce costs, and they're trying to do it as quickly as they can. Royal Dutch Shell said that it's going to spend $15 billion less than planned over the next 3 years. So this is going to have some long-term effects. Chevron said it's going to cut spending by $5 billion from 2014. You know, basically all the big ones are doing that. But one of the things that they can't do is just sort of stop all of their commitments. Some of these deals that they've made have been in the works for a long time. And, you know, they're also looking forward to the day when hopefully for them and their, you know, in their minds that oil prices will return to what they were 6 months ago.
Well, and yet a lot of Americans, at least those who are not working in the oil and gas industry, are quite happy with these low oil prices because they have trickled down to the gas pump and have kept gas prices very low. Although we're seeing just in recent days and including today, crude oil prices going up a bit. Does that mean that this was all just a blip, or are people expecting that prices will continue to go up or stay low?
Well, for oil traders are hoping and oil investors are hoping that, okay, we've seen the bottom now of this and that oil prices will only go up from here, and that down the road when you have these major companies cutting back on their expenditures on new oil exploration and, you know, cutting back on what they're pumping out of, you know, the Gulf of Mexico, for example, that eventually you're going to have, you know, supply demand is going to shift and then the prices are going to go up. But, you know, it's likely to be quite a long time is what most analysts are saying. And, you know, you got a lot of oil industry observers saying they don't expect oil production to fall significantly until the second half of this year. So that means prices will remain low at the pump.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.